This is Tuesday, October 9th, 2018. This is the Bay Village Historic Commission. Commissioners present, Knopf, Dunwell, and McDermott, plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review for the Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. First order of business is to approve the minutes of the August 14th, 2018 meeting. Joe, would you like to just tell us of the amendment so that...
Sure. Well, the amendment is, I listed it on the agenda that we'd be approving the September 11th, 2017 public hearing minutes. So that's not what we're looking at. It's actually the August 14th. Sorry, I don't know why I had that date.
Does anybody have any other changes that they might want to add to this? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Okay.
As amended.
And did I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor. Commissioners voting is unanimous. Okay. So our second order of business is administrative review. And, did I miss something?
There are none.
Oh.
Sorry.
Design review. Sorry.
It's okay.
You have a long sheet. 19.491 BV, 3335 Church Street. Is the applicant present?
Okay,
great. Hi.
Hi.
You want to tell us what's going on?
And your name, please.
Oh, obviously there's two farmer doors there, country doors. They want to replace those with the black four-light, the four-light wooden top. I had another photograph.
Yeah, we didn't have your name, please, for our record.
Sorry.
William Thibodeau.
Yeah, okay.
Contractor. Carpenter.
Neighbor.
22 Fayette Street. That door there enters into like a little vestibule that has, let's take it, 8x8. Then it's a really narrow building, if you've ever seen that. So that's the main entry, but they're both 3335. He uses that as a primary. And the one on the left, this one here, has a transom on the top that was kind of homemade. We tried to get a door to fit in there. We could, but it wouldn't be an operable transom. It can be bought. It'd be custom made. Otherwise, as you said, that would be basically remain whatever's on the top of that. If you look to the left and right, there's really no room for moldings at all in that, because it's a 36-inch door. There's no room to put any kind of detail. The doors that have the four lights across the top, and basically for the security, but we'd like to have the lights for lighting, because there's no indirect.
This is the door you're proposing.
Yes. There is several of those on that street that have that same, they resemble that. Fir, inch and three quarters thick, solid, you know, wood. He originally wanted the dark brass, like an antique brass, but he was perhaps talked out of that for something shinier.
Yeah, I think that would be more consistent with what the art guy
is. He's a graphic artist, so, you know, people have different,
Yes, yep.
Hence the color of the orange to begin with.
What was that bird hates or likes? What was about the orange?
Well, he's a graphic artist,
yes,
by trade, so I think he's got a whimsical streak with, you know, trying to move him away from that. I'd like to have had a transom window custom made into the other door on the right, but partly because of cost. It'd really be up to him, or maybe if you force him to do it. That door, it's by that one unit, would be like $1,500 just for that one unit, custom made with a transom on the top. It would be more attractive, but it would not be operable, because there's not enough height to make the hinges and all that. I would cut on the left-hand side, I'd cut a mailbox similar to that. I thought about having some wrought iron, because he's really vulnerable. Somebody already kicked him on the left, because it's basically an inch and a half off of the street, and people come out of bars and instead walk right by there. But when you use the fir anyway, it'll be stronger than that. It's kind of a pine. There's no overhead, there's no awnings, there's really nothing, you know. I don't know what you can do with that unless you, I don't know, really, honestly, I don't know what you can do with it. I'll be willing to suggest things to him, or maybe even force him to do.
Right. So really, I mean, you're just proposing to replace the doors and leave the transom
in place. Transom.
And this is the type of door you're
That's
proposing,
the type of
which
door.
It's
and
hard
I
to see. It has lights.
Right. Yes, before we even. Yeah. I left the detail with the Hingham lumber.
But will it fit?
Right.
Will that door fit? I'm a little confused. The black door.
Right, it'll fit in the existing opening.
In this opening?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
but
yeah.
If for some reason, and I can't imagine why we would do it, want them to get rid of that transom, then you'd have to do a different size door.
And I already get that, I could forward you that, but they had the same door, but with the built-in thing on the top, it would resemble the transom. It would have its own lights, but it would not be operable. And it would be still the same door as that, but above it would be four more little windows.
Is the current transom operable?
No.
It's just fixed, it's a fixed
light. It's just a shelf.
Yeah, with pottery on it, right?
With pottery on it, yeah.
And it would stay that way? The proposal was that it would stay?
That would be, we would stay just like, I wouldn't take that out. I would take everything from that below out.
Yeah.
The only thing might change is the color, the trim paint. Yeah. I don't know what he's planning on putting in.
Excuse me, the two doors would be essentially the same, but they're like
they'd be
identical.
The same color, yeah. They'd be, they'd be left and right against swing.
Yeah, but otherwise they would be visually similar.
To the black ones, yes.
And to each other?
Yes.
Right.
They'd be the same door, just the left and right hand swing.
Okay, I got it.
And the same hardware, detailed hardware. And I'd cut a mailbox into the one on the left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shiny brass, everything would match with the brass numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you spoken with the applicant, or you've spoken with Bill, or have you spoken with the applicant?
With
about,
you, yeah, I've been corresponding with you about the brass hardware.
And how's that? Does that feel okay to talk to?
He had forwarded me. I thought you had emailed him directly.
Okay, I thought I emailed it to you, but he's aware of it. Okay, all right. He is aware, and he's open to that suggestion. Okay.
Okay, Bill, do you have any other comments you want to make? To us, or commissioners, do you have any thoughts further you want to say about this piece?
Pre-hung building, it'll have a solid metal threshold because it's going to be sitting in the moisture. They're a little bit different heights, the left and right. One's about 3 or 4 inches up, the other one's basically an inch off the ground. It's unusual, and you can see it's already been kicked in on the left, lower left.
Mm-hmm.
That's the neighbor, you know.
Right. So the doors would be identical, except that you would shave off a little bit so that to account for the different thresholds.
No, they're pre-hung doors, and they would sit lower to the this one here sits lower because of the way the cement work is. It's got a slope to the sidewalk, and it kind of so it just it's basically a level line, but it's just the sidewalk is unusual.
I think it sounds very reasonable.
All right. So if everybody feels good, how about if I propose that the commission approves this application, given that the proposed doors are consistent with the guidelines and the doors at adjacent buildings, but that the applicant consider brass hardware.
He did. He said it's fine with
that. And color? Do we get involved in color in this?
No.
Not yet.
He's not going to be on.
Is there a second for my motion?
And like I said, there's no room for any fancy detail molding on the side. Just red it for the brick. So that when you ask for something architect, there really is no room.
Okay, not a problem.
So can I move that we accept, that we vote on your motion? Is that how we do it?
Second it, yeah.
Okay.
All in favor?
I'm in favor.
Okay, yes. All commissioners voting.
Great.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
All right.
That'll be nice. I go by it every day. Jeez, you know. I walk by it on the way home all the time. And I think, oh, it's really whimsical, you know. But there we go.
All right. Can we have our next? Thank you. Can we have our next applicant?
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, we can stay if you want.
You can hang out if you want, but we'll have our next. Design review is 19.478 BV 200 Stewart Street. You want to come forward and have a seat?
And actually, we might as well combine both of these. We'll have to vote separately, but they're both for the same address.
We're going to discuss now 19.478 BV plus 19.497 BV 200 Stewart Street.
And I'll explain that. We had one application just for the signage come in, and then we had an application for the additional work with the signage.
Correct.
So we'll need to vote on both.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, it's all incorporated. But, you know, obviously, the restaurant's been open without a sign, so we're really trying to.
Can you tell us your name?
Yes, Jim Carroll.
Okay.
Yep. And I'm the owner's rep for the Revere Hotel.
Great. Okay.
I've been involved in other projects and sat before this commission once before.
There we go.
All right.
So, anyway, what we're looking at is You know, they've repurposed the Emerald Lounge. It's now a, it's a restaurant. It serves breakfast, lunch. Well, right now they've canceled out lunch. So right now it's breakfast and dinner. So it changed from a nightclub atmosphere to a full service restaurant. They do room service out of that as well.
Okay.
So, and so basically what we're looking at here is on the exterior, all the work inside has been done. The restaurant has been completely renovated, the new kitchen is in, etc. So what we did on the outside, on the lower picture there, you may be familiar with this, where it used to be just one stationary piece of glass there, we removed that and actually now have a three-stop elevator right off the street level there, which really takes care of the handicapped access, which was not that convenient before for the disabled people. So that right there,
where?
Is the elevator.
On the bottom picture.
Bottom picture.
That's the elevator. Okay.
Right there, there's a door going in.
Okay.
And you can actually take a set of stairs down to the lower lobby,
mm-hmm.
or right there you can get on the elevator and take the elevator down to the lower lobby. Or take it up to the Rebels Guild restaurant.
Yeah, the levels are kind of
not
well aligned there. In that,
no.
Right?
No,
because the lobby is actually lower than the street.
Exactly.
And then you go down.
Yeah.
Anyway, so help me out here. The,
sure.
The view on the top is the Charles Street facade, and the one
that
on the bottom
correct.
Is the Stewart Street facade.
Exactly.
I see.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
so
that's
this is,
why I
yeah.
was having trouble.
Right. It's on a corner.
Yeah. Okay, got it. And just a little further down is the graffiti art. Am I right on the bottom one? Is that what I'm looking
at? I think way down to the right
is
the
graffiti. Way down.
That's down where the rustic kitchen used to be, I think.
Right.
I think,
do you have photos in here of the existing?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
So I have some older ones here, you know, with the pictures of the Emerald Lounge.
Right.
This was the old the pictures of the facade. I don't know if I included those, Joseph. If I didn't, I apologize. I can order those later. But those are the old Emerald Lounge and Stewart Street.
This one actually is the new configuration, isn't it?
No.
With the guild?
No. What that is, that's the old corner.
Take a look at
right there that had just
all right.
Yeah.
And then also with the pistol.
Exactly. So we haven't done anything to
Stewart existing March.
Both of these.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah,
that might be better.
I live so close to it, I see it all the time. You'd think I would know exactly
what
it looks like.
You know, it hadn't been super dramatic change. We just basically changed the facade and put the new entry there.
Yeah. I think what it is that this I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
So.
Here go with.
Okay.
Yeah, look at this. That's the Emerald, obviously. That one is.
Yeah. Well, that's actually that's the Emerald Lounge, but that was the old corner facade of the hotel lobby. So they had like full height. Floor-to-ceiling window.
Yeah,
that's
the lobby stuff.
Yeah, that was that big chandelier.
And you go up into the Emerald like that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe why don't we do the sign first? Maybe we talk about the sign
sure.
and then you can talk about
it. I mean, I know that the sign person filed. I got an email, a text that they're on their way, but I'm pretty familiar with the sign.
Yep.
There you go.
So we can start.
So this is it here, right? I mean, that's...
Correct. Yeah.
So where's the sign, the new sign?
So we have where the old Emerald Lounge neon light band was.
Oh, okay.
We're
sorry,
changing
I'm
that
so
to
slow.
No. It's confusing.
Right, so you have one on Charles, you're a sign on Charles Street and a sign on Stewart.
Exactly,
Stewart.
So we'll talk about the Charles Street sign first because
that was the
old Emerald Lounge. It was that green.
Yes, I remember
neon,
that for sure.
But,
and so this is, okay.
So it has kind of a backlit effect.
Yeah. So now what we're going with is the individual letters that spell Rebels Guild actually are backlit themselves. I think they've got a black flat face on them. And then there's an eye to the right
logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, and that eye is a black piece of metal, but it's got LED light on the face of that. Just one thin band, sort of just to create that eye.
Mm-hmm.
What is the symbology of the eye? I'm just curious. Oh, that's the sign guy.
You know, I don't know. I never asked a designer.
Mystic symbol.
Yeah.
Okay, just curious.
Thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Guild.
Yeah.
Well, okay, just wondering.
Yeah,
no biggie.
Paul Revere was a Mason.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a little more detail on the sign.
Oh,
I think that is what they're referring to. They're quoting from a little better. From the Masonic eye. Somehow.
Okay, great.
Interesting.
And this is, in my comments, an unusual situation in that it's not facing the district. The commission didn't review the initial construction of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has to be taken into consideration.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Actually, it's very tasteful, I feel like. It's not...
It's a little more go-away than the area.
Yeah, the backlit signs
nice.
Are
it's
typically
nice.
What's approved in Back Bay on Newberry Street
yeah.
And
yeah.
other districts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's why we hired Barlow Signs, who is always down in the
everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They know the code.
Good.
So they're the ones that told us, they told the architect, this is what you need to put on the sign, which is going to be acceptable
yeah.
in Boston, typical of this particular area. So
commissioners, what do you think that we feel okay about the sign? We can approve it. I'll make a motion unless anybody has any further questions or thoughts.
I could just describe
yeah.
the sign over the canopy because
good.
Yes, because on the Stewart Street side, there's an overhanging canopy
mm-hmm.
right by the door, and there's going to be individual letters placed on top of that glass and steel canopy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing, black with backlit.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. So there's two...
Mm-hmm. Where does that show up on the...
Two places where the sign is showing up.
It's basically it's going to be...
Yeah.
Well, no, that
yeah.
the old one didn't have that place.
There you go. It's right
there. It is.
Yeah.
It's on there.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just going to be the individual letters
yeah.
with some backlighting to them.
And the letters are like about the same size and
exactly.
same typeface,
yeah.
of course, all that kind of thing. They'll sit on top of that glass.
Yeah,
glass.
There's already attachment points when,
yeah.
when we built the canopy for.
And they're
yeah.
backlighted?
Yeah.
So since they're individual, they must have like internal backlights. Each letter has
correct.
A light, right?
Oh. Yeah.
I think that sounds fine. I presume that the lighting intensity is about the same on the.
That's a good
it
question.
Is. Yeah,
it
that's
is.
An excellent question.
Yeah. And if Barlow were here, I know that there was a lot of discussion with the. Barlow sign?
Yes, I am.
Hey.
Sorry for the delay.
Sorry, I almost got your signs approved. Now that they ask me a couple of questions.
Hey, Mike Brewster, by the way.
Mike, how are you? You can introduce yourself.
Steve, how you doing?
Your name again?
Mike Brewster.
Okay.
How you doing?
So, Mike, we're pretty close to approving it, but Steve just asked an excellent question about the lighting intensity being the same as the old sign, or, like, what's with that?
I know a little bit about the old sign. It looked like it was facelit. These are halo-lit, so the intensity would actually be less because the face of the sign will not light. It'll just be light emitting from the back of the sign, kind of basically lighting up the wood, accenting the wood,
okay.
and the outline would be what gives the letters so you can actually understand what they're saying.
That would apply on this on the Charles Street side, but on the Stewart Street side, the letters are sitting alone, aren't they? Here?
Well, they are, but what we've done in this instance to still allow for them to be halo lit is they have a plate on the back of them that's about an inch oversized. The plate itself will be, the letters will be smaller.
Mm-hmm.
The plate will be about an inch oversized letter so that it catches the light. They still won't be facelit, they're still only going to be halo lit.
Right. And the plate is the same font.
Correct.
Right.
It's exactly it's what we call a contour font
yeah.
or a contour plate. It's not a big rectangular
right.
ugly. It's
right.
the same font. We just increase the stroke of it.
I think could I pull this out?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe we can pass this around, because this one shows better than anything we had what you're proposing.
Yeah, go right ahead.
With the team.
And in fact, I mean, we have both, I have both of them here, so.
Oh, wow.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's just more visible, the materials.
Looks good.
We're kind of scratching our heads saying.
How does that work, you know?
It's visible, but it's subtle.
Okay, so in this one, on the, this is the Charles Street side, the lighting, it'd light the wood.
Correct, correct.
So it'd be like a wood, a glow.
Correct.
And then the others, you have a glow, but it's lighting a blade.
Correct.
And they have the same intensity, more or less?
Yes, actually, it'll be the same lumens per square foot, it's the same LED that'll be used.
And it's this, and.
And we test everything to make sure that we're not blasting it with light, so that you don't lose what we're trying to do with the effect.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Okay.
That actually explains it very well.
All right, so I'm going to frame a motion noting that 200 Stewart Street is the Revere Hotel. I'm going to propose that the commission approves the application as consistent with the design of this contemporary building. And also noting that it's at the corner of the building where it's not visible from any place in the district. So we're approving two sets of lighting. Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
I say aye.
Okay, so we've, all commissioners are voting unanimously on that issue. So now let's look at the windows.
See, you got it.
That was easy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you have, and there's patio issue, right?
Right, yeah, so what I can do is describe the patio on the side.
Wait, one second.
No, this just says Rebels Guild. The I will only be on this set, correct?
Do you happen to know what the I represents?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Can I have that to keep with the file?
Yeah, and you have this whole package.
Thank you.
Very good.
This is all approved by, this is all approved by BPDA, correct?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to move to 19.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Congrats.
19497 BV.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
497.
Okay, all right, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
So we're back.
We're back.
Now, on the light, the fit, the film.
Right, red. Yes. So what we're looking at is basically three major, you know, embellishments to the existing terrace as it is. I mean, structurally, we're not really going to change anything there. But what we're going to be doing on the upper terrace is we're going to be applying a red film to the glass on the upper level, which you can see in the picture there. Then we're also going to be placing two poles on the outer extremity of the building line on the South Charles Street side, okay? And from that, we're gonna take 2 points off the building, 2 points off those poles, and we're going to suspend a pendant light in the center of the upper terrace, which is just going to be a very simple, black welded metal, so very discreet metal there. It's all being designed, structurally for integrity and, the wind load and all, everything's being considered in that.
Is the idea that people will sit on this terrace, and so is that lighting for a group of tables?
Yes, exactly.
The sort of zone lighting, mood lighting.
Right, yeah. And then they also have two lights on top of those two poles. Now BPDA did not want the blue lights, so we agreed not to put blue lights on there. They said, something white or even something like a changing color LED, but they thought that was too much of the old police station look there. So we said, no problem. I mean, nobody's going to fight about that.
Yeah.
So we've got the poles, the light, the film, and then on the coming up the stairs, on that lower level, they want to introduce a fire pit.
Which means people sit around it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, actually, it's very linear. And so what they're going to do is they're going to have a little seating shelf. You can kind of see it here. So you've got...
Yeah, you'll have to relate to them as well.
Sure. Yeah, so here, when you come up the stairs, you're gonna see this, this elevation here. You're gonna see a fire pit behind the glass, and then there's gonna be a lower shelf. See this lower shelf right here? And there was the supports for the shelf, so people will be able to sit at that. And then the fire pit itself will be elevated up above.
Could you bring that over here?
If you wanna put it on the screen, I can...
Yeah, I don't think, for some reason, what was sent to me, I don't think I have that on here. Is that the one? Which one do you want?
Yeah, it should be the permit set, that should be on there. Yeah, so here's where the fire pit is going to be located, right here. As you come up there, there's the, there's gonna be a raised level where the gas jets are gonna be with the glass surround. And this is, represents a lower seating shelf.
And the bottom is looking from Stewart Street, is that a cross-section?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So if we go to...
So the pendant light is there.
Yes, you know.
So that's the structural drawing. See if we can, if you can find A1.3.
Excuse me, sir, I forgot your first name.
Jim.
Jim, would you, is the idea that people could enter this area from the street?
Well, that is the idea. Plus, they, you know, they kinda wanna liven the corner up a little bit, you know, like, everybody likes, you know, like the sidewalk seating, you know, being on the outdoors, and, you know, it's a great location, it's a busy corner, a lot of things.
So you could be walking along the street and you would see this fire pit.
Exactly.
And you'd see people sitting there, and you could just walk in.
That's the idea.
And you could say, walk up, you take three steps up, and there you are.
Yeah, I think it's really meant to draw people to that location, because you can see right now, without the sign, just the old terrace, it's kind of stark there.
The reason I ask is only because I've seen a bunch of these fire pits, and typically I see them in places that are more like secluded, like a roof deck.
Right.
A rooftop lounge kind of thing, or, you know, something that's more enclosed.
Sure.
You wouldn't enter at the fire pit, you would enter somewhere else.
So can...
But if you...
So I can under, so the red film is a reference to the fire pit, am I right?
I think the red film is just to put some color up there.
Okay.
I think, because right now you've got that the white sort of grassy thing there, and it kind of disappears.
Okay.
So I think that the architect just wants to throw a splash of color.
I see.
Just to liven it up a little bit.
Okay. So Joe, you weren't able to find that.
That's
okay.
I think
we're good. Oh yeah, you really
are. I don't know what's happening.
All right. So the issues are, we have the pendant light, the gas fire pit, and the red film. Okay. Commissioners, thoughts, further comments, issues?
I'm okay with this.
You're okay with this?
I am as well.
All right. So that, what I am going to say is, I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the new pendant light, the installation of gas fire pit on the lower terrace, and the installation of red film on the glass panel at the upper landing. Yeah. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
I'm in favor.
Aye.
Yes.
Commissioners voting unanimous.
Thank you.
It was easy.
Okay.
And I haven't even built this one, Joe, before.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Yeah, last time.
I know. No, I know. That was that, because we had that snowstorm.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you. That's okay.
I don't want to give you stuff over.
Thank you.
No, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Rob, this is
the
city
before you.
That block is built out. That was on the growth side.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Oh, can I keep that for our file?
Oh, you certainly may.
Yep. Nobody wants to give you the papers.
You're just building a library, Joe. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Joe.
I think we're almost done over there.
Are they roofing or something? What about it today?
Yeah, rubber. Yeah, because I went up there.
Roofing.
Stephanie said, well, I think we need a roof, and then the membrane is literally flapping.
Oh, no.
I really said, you know, time out. We're going to get this roof done. So
yeah, and you would stabilize it in gravel? Or
No. We're going to do a fully adhered EDPM. It's all basically all foam adhesive now, the urethane.
Yeah.
So it goes down and builds up the insulation, so we get the R value and all that. So
no flapping.
Okay. Not at that elevation.
I think for our last order of business, let's have some staff updates.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
So I mentioned that. So I went to the PBNA on the 1st, and I wasn't on their agenda, but they let me talk in the beginning. So I gave them the same spiel that I gave the same night that I was there. Again, asked for comments. Someone suggested they may want to create a working group from their
association.
Well, if they do, it's, you know, I mean,
it's their problem.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it may delay our work a little bit, but, you know, as long as we're taking all their input and all their comments, and they have every opportunity to provide it.
Yeah.
Okay, so one thing I would say about working group is, first of all, I think if there is a working group, it's fantastic. If they're slow to get started, that would be a shame, because we're trying to move things along. Personally, any buy-in we get, I love that. So how can we nudge Bethany to make sure the working group
gets Bethany Patton wasn't at the Bethany Patton wasn't at this hearing. It was the other Bethany who ran it.
Okay.
I can't think of her last name.
Okay.
The previous president, Bethany.
The previous is Sarah
Hurley. Oh, Sarah. Why do I think her name was Bethany too? Yeah. Okay. So Sarah Hurley, yes.
Bethany Patton is the current pres.
Yes.
Sarah Hurley is the past pres, who is also a VP and chief advisor. Kind of thing.
So she ran the meeting. So she was the one who had me talk quickly. And she mentioned the possibility of having a working group, whether or not that happens or not. But I think so. When I go back in November, if they do decide to have a working group, I'll ask them for pretty strict time parameters, or to come meet with us. Maybe that would be the best thing to do.
Yeah, that might be not a bad idea, to figure out a way for the working group to come at 5 o'clock to one of the meetings that we have.
Mm-hmm.
As a way to dispatch any lingering
issues. Yeah, so maybe the thing to do, why don't I schedule a meeting for us to review, you know, to continue our work on the guidelines.
Yes.
And I'll do that in early December. And at November, if they decide to have a working group, we'll have them come to that. So that'll give them a month to
air everything that they've got, and we'll just patiently work through it.
Yep.
I think that's good, because I don't think it's a good idea for us to lag now that we put in so much work on it.
No.
And now it's been in there for 2 months.
Yes. Yep.
So.
And there were no comments.
I know.
And overall, it seemed positive at the first meeting and the last one also.
Good. Yeah. So you'll send out a
poll for that first week.
Yeah.
All right.
And December. I just add on that.
Yeah.
I think that the whole package of the guidelines has a lot of content. It's a lot of detail, and there's, you know, to just sort of nibble around the edges would not be really that effective. You know, to actually intervene for the so-called the working group as proposed to really get involved would require some dedication.
Right.
You know, and study and all that. You've got to kind of get up to speed to align with where we're at with the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we don't want to really, you know, like steamroll this thing.
No.
That's not our job.
Right.
You know, and there's no hurry really either. But we've accomplished a lot.
We want to keep our momentum.
And it would be a shame if we got embroiled in a lot of sort of peripheral, you know, kind of eddies, you know, and things. And I might add, by the way, I continue to feel that the input, the most recent round of input about resiliency, made the whole thing much more complicated and much harder to understand.
Yes.
Because these chunks of boilerplate are large.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're equal to, sometimes greater than the thing that they're amending. So I just, it's something to keep in mind. I don't want to press on that, but it does seem to me that things got more complicated at that last turn, and that input came primarily from Bethany, who is a professional in that regard. So, you know, of course, she would have a lot of input, but it was complicated.
I agree on one hand, Steve. On another hand, I feel that perhaps it's a matter of figuring out how to slot the resiliency, but I can't think of anything that's more important for people to consider.
It's important, I agree.
And so maybe when we get it back, the working guidelines back, we can figure out how to slot the information in a way that doesn't feel like it's like plastered all over the place. Yeah. But I do feel like people need to grapple with this as much as they need to grapple with masonry color.
That's a very good point. I agree 100%. And one way to do that might be to have a sort of a resiliency, either an appendix or a chapter that's specifically about that. And then you just keep referring back. So each time you talk about masonry, and they say, you know, and by the way, don't forget resiliency. Then you talk about, you know, roof decks or whatever, you know, electrics or something, you know, don't forget resiliency.
Incorporated by reference.
You know, that kind of keep pointing to that rather than having these text chunks be dropped in.
That's true. And apropos of that, Joe told me that the document that I had seen only in Xerox form is now on the web.
Yes.
That's the resiliency.
It's hard to find, but
the resiliency document.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now we can incorporate by reference maybe to
that.
That
link. Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
So I think that could accomplish what Steve is saying, but at the same time, keep that issue in front of people.
Yeah.
May
I add, especially with what the UN just came back with like 1 or 2 days ago, saying that, you know, it's going to be even worse and it's going to be even sooner.
Sooner.
You know?
Exactly.
It's going to be much worse and much sooner.
Yeah. One of the things that came out at a meeting, I don't think you were at this one, Steve, it was when you showed me the picture of your vacation place, which was like many, many feet above the Hudson River. And it occurred, and I said to Joe, well, you know, are people, is the government taking any kind of action, you know, does he know of anything in the city? And what I began to realize is that it's really about individual activism. So I feel like as people understand that we're incorporating this into these guidelines, it's not something that you could wish away. It's there. You
correct.
Know, it's right there.
I agree.
So I feel like it is a good thing, and I think you're right. I think we can figure out a way to keep it in front of people without it maybe seeming like it's driving the whole thing.
Okie doke.
Okay. Also report, I presented it to the Boston Landmarks Commission last month, and we have two members who are going to review it for us. So that was sort of, Richard had mentioned a peer review, so we'll have two people from the Boston Landmarks Commission look at it, which is great to have a fresh eyes, and hopefully
so
they'll have some
good
feedback about the formatting and those type of questions. So I'll invite those two people to come
to December?
That. Yes. Yep.
Fantastic.
Also, I will definitely get those pictures into
into
your inbox. I was kind of overwhelmed with some other projects.
Yeah, no, well, there's no hurry. We'll focus on the text and then we'll make it.
Decorate.
Yes.
We will decorate.
Yes, but it'll be great to have your photos. Thank you.
They'll be there.
You know, I had another thought. So over the summer, Ann and I met with Bethany to kind of, you know, prep her about this and stuff like that. So if you want, I could send her an email saying that we are scheduling a meeting in December. People from the Landmarks Commission who had a chance to do feedback are coming. There was discussion of a neighborhood working group.
Yeah, there wasn't much
sort
of a discussion.
But
I mean,
just to
just
kind of like
there.
Get her to see that it's moving forward, and if there is a working group, they should be working. So
yes.
Is that an okay
thing
to do?
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
Or do you feel like I'm pushing too much?
No, I think that's important.
Because it was mentioned, so, you know, I would hate to go to the November hearing and then, you know, then they'll say, well, we have to, you know, we haven't created a working group yet, or we want to.
Well, I can well imagine Sarah saying, you know, working group as a trial balloon kind of thing.
Yeah, she mentioned it, but there wasn't.
That,
yeah, you know, she said maybe we should have a
like kind of hypothetical, imaginary group.
Okay.
You know, that doesn't exist. You know, you could. But going back to Bethany, you could say, excuse me, you know, if we could use the word representative or something like that,
if
someone from the Bay Village neighborhood could attend, this would be a very good time to do that.
Yeah, you know, maybe even, you know, maybe even start out that I am planning to attend their November 5th meeting, and if they do want to create a working group,
now's the time.
Right. And then whoever's involved could report back to
them. I think it's important that you speak with Bethany, especially where Sarah chaired this last meeting.
Yeah, and Bethany's been following us all along.
I know it.
Yes, and she's been sitting here a couple times.
Yes, she has.
Okay.
That's important.
I will take care of that.
All right.
All right, so are there staff?
No, just that our Beacon Hill planner left, so.
Oh, you doing that?
Yes. Beacon Hill, Aberdeen, which is the Brighton area.
How long has that person been?
Early September.
I was going to say, they're very quick turnovers.
Yeah, they went to Cambridge. And the reason, we don't pay enough. We don't pay enough and you have to live.
So is this someone on your staff? You have another job?
So he has more work.
Yes, one of our planners left. So, so until we hire someone.
And Beacon Hill moved over to your desk.
Yes.
I see.
So. Oh, if I'm a little frazzled,
do you have a life? Yes.
I'm going to keep one.
You do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for all your hard work.
Sure, you're welcome.
We very
you're
much
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All right. Do we have any other comments or anything else you want to tell us? Okay.
No.
So I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
In favor.
Okay. Aye. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Now I have a question.
Yeah.
Joe, did you...